Hi, we are here at the 2018 GAC, CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. with two fine gentlemen from Visa, Mr. Doug Layton and Rob Milosh. How are you, Rob?
Good.
Doug?
Good.
All right.
Hey, final day. We're bright-eyed.
I know. We're all a little punchy here. In the morning as well. But hey, you know what? The sun is out. It's a far cry from the last couple of days when it was a little gray. So we're almost upon spring here, and we're going to spring upon some new information here with your guys' partnership with Filene. You guys are really partnered with them in a number of areas. And Rob, I'll let you go first. Kind of give us an overview of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I know it's been a great couple of years with them, kicking off some research around minority households and minority credit unions and what we can do to close that gap. 50% of households of color are underserved, underbanked in the U.S. And so we thought, let's try to do something about that through our credit union partnerships. So we did research, and then that led to the product incubator that we just are wrapping up the first round of. And then also we built upon that with the Center for Excellence as well.
Okay. And let's, nice segue to Doug. Rob.
Yeah,
Thank you for that. So
we started with the incubator and really highlighted the social impact that Filene can have in the credit union space. And so sort of working with them on a different tact, so not from the product incubation standpoint, but working on the war for talent. The Filene has five centers of excellence. One of those is the war for talent, which is extremely relevant to credit unions, as it is to any business.
Big time, yeah.
Is to make sure that you have the right talent in the doors. And we launched an initiative that we called broadly Building the Next Generation of Credit Union Leaders. And it was a sponsorship of the War for Talent, the Center of Excellence. It was a sponsorship of the Crashers. And it was also sponsoring CUES, and specifically the CEO Institute, but also other CUES events, or excuse me, the CUES classes, like the CEO and Board Chair Symposium. With the idea being that, think of it as somewhat of a continuum, that the war for talent and the research that is derived from it will hopefully bring talented young people into the credit union space to build their careers. Some of those talented young people will become crashers and take the next step, and they'll come to GAC or the other events that are crashed and learn about what the decision making that executives are undertaking. And then they can take the classes at CUES with the CEO Institute to prepare themselves for actually taking on those leadership roles.
That's a nice process. I mean, it's a step-by-step process to success, and they're staying in the industry too as well.
That's the whole point, is to expose this industry, which is so exciting and rewarding to work in, to younger people earlier in their careers. So we're excited, and the War for Talent is now a year on, and we're ready to transition some of our research from secondary research to primary. So we're going to be out in the field talking to credit unions about what the successes they've had relative to recruiting and hiring top talent. And we're going to do some research on board makeup.
Oh, interesting.
So that the boards can be more reflective of the talent pool that they're seeking to bring in, and of course the membership as well.
That's a huge issue right now. Is not only is the membership, credit union membership age a little too high right now, so is the board as well. And so a lot of credit unions are really trying to get their boards as reflective as their members and get them a little bit younger as well.
Right.
Some
fresh younger blood. And more diverse. And also, different skill sets, so that you have board members who are technologists and board members who have other skills that the credit unions need to develop in order to be successful.
And where are we in the whole process right now? You said you're about to go into the field and do some practical stuff.
That's right. Yeah. So the War for Talent is a 4-year Center of Excellence.
4 years. All right.
So we are just embarking on the second year of that, and there'll be a colloquium in the fall. It'll be our second colloquium where we'll share out this research.
It's cool.
The researcher is an associate professor of business at the University of Texas at Austin.
Is that Sekou?
Sekou Burmese,
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a really good guy, and he's got he's done some really, really compelling work so far. A lot of focus on the recruiting and you know, how the recruiter is such an important aspect of that, like the what they project and, you know, how just how responsive they are is some, one of the key differentiators that brings talent into an organization. And it's also just how the organization talks about itself in social media or even the advertising. If they're reflecting the, you know, they're reflecting a welcoming and diverse workforce, one in which you can do creative work. You know, that helps with their, that helps to recruit top talent too.
Looking forward to seeing the fruits of that research and all the and the things that, and the topics that you guys are talking about in the field. So look forward to that in the fall. All right, Rob, talk about the incubator. What's going on? What's the latest?
We're also at a critical transition point. It's sort of exciting. We just wrapped up the 18-month testing period. So we had 38 credit unions testing 105 products. We had I-10 lending, small business loans, microfinance, a couple of payday alternatives, keep people out of payday debt, some auto refinance for subprime auto loans. And across that testing period, you know, there were a lot of ups and downs. We knew it's an incubator for a reason. It was not all going to work, and not all of it did.
That's the reason. That's why you do it.
That's why we do it. That's why we do it. So actually, some of the lessons that came out of what didn't work or what was very difficult were actually as important as some of the things that were sort of shining stars. So the great news, though, that after 18 months, we've issued well over $50 million in loans in the participating credit unions, which is pretty exciting. So yeah, the number will actually be bigger than that as the final numbers come in the next couple of weeks.
That is impressive.
So right now, we're analyzing all that data, both consumer survey data, people that took on the products and how it impacted their lives. We're looking at all the credit union financials to see what was sustainable. Can these products really work over time? It is designed to be drive social impact, but it also has to be sustainable for the credit union to keep it.
It's a business thing too.
It is completely a business thing. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a business with purpose, and so that's what we're trying to do. A couple of the shining stars have been the I-10 lending program. So that really is a critically important opportunity to reach immigrant communities. And a big part of that is just clarifying the rules of the road and understanding what the Know Your Customer requirements are and how to manage that, how to recruit. Again, some of that same brand-facing stuff that you're doing with employees, you've also got to often tweak and change and adapt your brand to reach these populations.
Well, and you know, it's a virtuous cycle because the more you have those products to market, then the more that makes the credit union an attractive place to build a career.
And the diversity of your staff being able to, you know, reflect that communities that you're trying to serve. So the I-10 line is exciting. I mean, it's a, you know, billion-dollar opportunity, really, for people who are shut out of the formal system right now. So we're now beginning the work of how do we implement that across hundreds, if not thousands, of credit unions. And so that's going to be more than just we're producing best practice guides and things like that. But we're also looking at, from a system level, how can we integrate I-10 into the kind of core banking platforms and service providers. So that it isn't just each credit union doesn't have to solve for it on its own. So we're sort of engaging the broader industry to say, all right, let's try to solve for this, as well as having open, honest conversations with on the policy front to say, look, how can we have greater clarity around what's allowed and what steps credit unions need to take. So that's been exciting.
Are there any other examples or products that are
The small dollar loan product. The small dollar loan product, which is a payday alternative. So again, often end up in
thank you for that.
Well, thanks to the credit unions. So people end up in payday loans because they need, you know, $400 for an emergency, right? And you know, if the credit union is closed, if they don't have other access, if they don't have a credit score, where do they go? They end up in a payday lender. So QCash was one of the products in our incubator.
Yes, Ben Morales.
Washington State employees originally created that product. And they've done a tremendous amount of work. They had a couple of testers on that. And once you're into that lending period, these are small $400 loans, so they scale really quickly and grow. So that's been successful. And the other one that is, we haven't seen big numbers from, but it's also an important program, is the community microfinance. So that's taking small business lending, but also surrounding it with business training and connection to local community organizations to really help that entrepreneur build a business.
And it sounds like you're building an ecosystem there.
You are. So it's asking the credit union to say, look, you have to do more than just issue credit, right? And in this case, you've got to help surround this entrepreneur to be successful. And so that one, from a long-term, like, community impact level, generational impact, and asset building and wealth creation, that's, those small business clients are the ones that I'm really excited about.
No doubt. So well, that's the driver of our country, you know? Small business is the engine of our country.
So those three are the ones that, from the testing, that will really carry on into some implementation now over the next next couple of years.
Very cool. So what are the goals for these projects, programs, incubators? What are the goals? What do you guys want to achieve here? I mean, obviously your support is so appreciated, especially, you know, from credit unions and Filene and all the other organizations that you guys touch. What's the goal? What do you guys want to achieve here?
I think that for the on the War for Talent and the Building the Next Generation of Credit Union Leaders initiative, it's really stepping up to showcase what a great environment credit unions are to build a career. And, you know, I think what you see, and this may be somewhat stereotypical, but, you know, there's a lot of people that work in banking for 25 years and then they end up in a credit union and they recognize how much they, it's you know, it's a different environment and, you know, there's a different mission. I'd like to be able to look back and when we conclude this initiative, or at least when we go through our initial four-year commitment, to say that we've made a difference in getting younger people, talented people, in the credit union early, so they're recognizing what a great environment it is to work. And in doing so, you ensure the long-term viability of the credit union.
Yeah,
movement.
It keeps going. It's that next generation coming in. We were just downstairs with a whole bunch of them with the Crashers.
Right. So. I mean, yeah, and the Crashers are the inspiration for a lot of that because you just see how passionate they are and inquisitive. And we need lots more.
Indeed.
We need lots more Crashers.
Indeed. They're like these little spark plugs that are like spreading the word, doing some really great stuff. Rob, I'm going to get your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it really is about creating access to financial services for excluded populations. So as I mentioned at the top, you know, half, 50% of households of color are underserved, underbanked. That's not a Visa number, that's an FDIC
number. That number's way too high. I think any number is way too high.
That is really way too high. And so, you know, to some degree, that's the measuring stick for me, is are we putting a dent in that number? And that'll take the whole movement to really take a run, a run at that. And we know the answers are out there. There's great work going on in credit unions across the country, especially minority credit unions, community development credit unions, other kinds of CDFIs. And can we take those ideas, and that was the whole idea of the incubator, take those ideas and push them out into the large scale credit unions that are $1 billion in assets, $2 billion in assets, and really put a dent in that number. So that's our driving goal. But the opportunity, like Doug was saying on the talent side, this will also grow the credit union membership, credit union membership, and grow the business. So it's not a philanthropic endeavor. It is actually a way to capture a market that, I mean, is there a larger market out there than this? No. I mean, the spending power in that minority household community is enormous, bigger than many countries.
Indeed.
And so it's an opportunity for credit unions to more dramatically step into a space that they've always been in and that they really should be the leaders on and to grow their credit unions over time, especially as credit unions move from maybe an employer service sort of group or a specific defined membership. Now they have a community charter. It's an opportunity to start serving a broader base.
That's their wheelhouse, you know. It's like, it's not just a transaction. It's getting out in the community and being a part of it and helping it grow and blossom. And therefore, and then it comes back at you. You know, it's reciprocal.
Yeah.
So
it's most of these
helping people.
Most of these products were lending products out of the gate because that was the way to attract that member. But it's, you know, once that person's in, you start building the long-term relationships and the deposit relationships.
Yep. And it's those minds at Filene that come up with these incredible ideas. I call them these scientists in the back room with their white lab coats and with their beakers and stuff, dreaming up this great stuff that becomes a reality. So it's really cool.
It's so fun to work with the Filene folks and our partners at CUES and at the foundation. Just, you know, such dedicated, bright, thoughtful people. And I'll tell you, it's certainly one of the best parts of my job is to spend time with any of those organizations.
It's infectious.
And we've had great support too with on the incubator with the Federation. Man's team and Copera. And so we've had a lot of hands in here in addition to Filene to help make this go.
Pretty cool. I love to see you guys so well entrenched in it as well. So, and we always appreciate what you guys do for it as well. You guys are kind of the engine that drives it as well. So help. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. And anything else to add, guys, to wrap up? Anything?
No.
Any final words on this last day in D.C.?
Exactly. Is it nap time?
Getting close. No, I would just say this. If you are a member of Filene, check out the research. It's available on the portal. If you're not a member of Filene, join.
Yeah, Filene.org.
Support, support this research because they're doing great stuff, whether it's supporting the incubator or whether it's creating research and pathways to bring young people into the credit union space, and lots more.
Indeed.
Yeah, and be looking for, in the next couple of months, we'll be publishing these implementation guides and research materials, and so hoping people take it up across the country.
Right on. And we'll do our best to get the word out as well. So good stuff, guys. Thank you again.
All right.
Doug.
Thanks, Mike.
Good job. Rob,
thanks.
Well done.
Thank you.
Keep up good work, guys. Seriously. Well done. Thanks.